Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. A fascinating new study out of the University of Michigan on the way those in leadership positions use facial expressions and how it affects those around them. To talk about it, I'm joined by Patricia Chen, a U of M psychology graduate student and the study's lead author. Welcome to the program, Patricia.
Hi.
Now, the study itself, did it involve real-time interactions with people and their facial expressions, or was it mostly based on photographs?
It was mostly based on photographs. So we basically presented participants with cropped photographs of business school deans and asked them to rate how cooperative the person in each photograph looked. But we did not provide them with any other information, such as the rank or the identity about the person in the picture. And
nope.
So our participants actually had to make quick impressions, or what we call snap judgments, to determine how cooperative they thought the person in the photograph was.
Now, I guess cooperative can be very subjective. What were the general, what's the general idea of what that word means in this study?
Well, basically, we just asked people to rate how cooperative they thought the other person was. And so they went according to the definition that they thought was best, in their own opinion.
I see. Now, what did the study find when it came to how cooperative somebody looked and how, I guess, high-ranking they really were?
So what we found was that the higher-ranked an individual's group or organization is, the less cooperative others judge him to be. And we also found that this effect occurs as a function of the higher-ranked position, per se, that the individual is placed in, rather than self-selection of less cooperative people into higher ranks.
So, I mean, were in some photos were people smiling in them versus not smiling, things like that?
I think that's an excellent question that seems to arise from what we propose in our research. And while our current studies do not really explore the question of which facial features go into the expression of cooperativeness, I certainly agree that it should be explored in future studies. But the most interesting thing, though, is that it wasn't as if we found obvious indicators pointing to how higher-ranked people are somehow less cooperative, such as if they didn't smile or if they squinted their eyes. But in fact, when you look at the pictures, it is hard to ascertain any major differences in the expressions. And that's exactly what makes the findings so interesting. So it isn't something where you can say, hey, make sure to smile when you talk to your subordinates. Rather, the message is encoded in a much more nuanced, subtle facial cue. So in answer to your question, we don't exactly know what it is about the features of the expression per se that make them look less cooperative, but we know that people are excellent judges of it, and they are wired to read these tiny micro expressions and use them to determine what they think somebody is like and how they should act towards that person.
And the correlation of the study then is that those that have the highest ranking positions tend to appear least cooperative to people around them.
Yes, that's what we found.
And is there a sense that this is, could this be based on the position they have, or could this be innate to who they are to reach the position?
I think that's a really good question. So what we think is that rather than a self-selection story per se, which is basically the argument that a less cooperative person would somehow be selected into a higher rank, we think more so that it's a function of the situation. So because what we found in our study is that if we manipulate the rank of any student that we bring into the lab, then we find that their facial expressions become less cooperative when we put them in a position of higher rank. So basically, it's the situation of being in a higher rank per se that shapes the facial expression of cooperativeness that the person expresses, rather than how people get self-selected into ranks.
I'm talking to Patricia Chen. She's a University of Michigan psychology graduate student and the study of and the lead author of a study into facial expressions and of those in leadership positions and how they're interpreted. So you're talking about a study that you did then that involved putting people in positions of power, and then it essentially affected how their facial expressions expressed themselves?
Exactly.
Now, what is it that happens? I mean, is the idea that when you have a higher rank position that you tend to be more guarded, or you feel like you need to be less responsive to people?
I think that's a good point. We did not explore that in our research, but what we think, though, is that the effect that we get is basically a non-conscious process. So it is not something that we know per se that the person wants to be less cooperative when they're in a higher rank position or they are actively planning to use such facial expressions. But instead, we think that it occurs unconsciously as a result of how somebody feels about their position relative to others. While I say that it's non-conscious, it doesn't mean that this effect isn't powerful. In fact, it sends a signal to other people that helps to establish and maintain power and hierarchy in the relationship. So I can't really answer your question directly, but because we don't think it's a conscious process, we think it's a non-conscious process.
Well, it is interesting because in any organization, to reach a high-ranking level, it does require a lot of people skills, a lot of the ability to interact with people, to befriend them, and to make them feel comfortable. And it seems that that being cooperative on its own terms would be very important to reach a high-ranking position, would it not?
Yes, I agree with you. But interestingly, while we intuitively may expect that, we also see that once these people are in higher ranking positions, and perhaps if they are knowingly in a higher rank position, as our study has shown, they tend to look less cooperative to other people who are independent observers. But another interesting preliminary result that we have also that has not been published yet is that when say a high rank person actively communicates cooperative intentions, so maybe, you know, while smiling, they say they want to collaborate with other people, etc., then these effects of higher ranks on less cooperative looks actually is washed away. So they are perceived as equally cooperative as the lower ranked people.
I see. So essentially they can sometimes kind of come out of this posture and appear to be highly cooperative and then kind of return to their this less cooperative position that I guess is typical for those in high-ranking positions. Where is the research taking you at this point? The study of facial expressions in general is very interesting, and certainly that of those in power and how they use their face and their power and so on. How are you going to further study this area?
That's another good question. We're thinking there are a couple of directions that we could take this in. One is perhaps how organizational norms can potentially contribute to the way nonverbal displays of cooperativeness are interpreted and perceived by others within the same organization. So now what we've done is basically looking at how others perceive people in different groups and how these group rankings affect their cooperativeness. But we haven't actually seen how somebody within that same organization has climbed up the hierarchy and expresses different facial expressions accordingly. Another direction that we could take is basically to look at how perceptions of cooperativeness might manifest in larger group contexts, particularly where intra-group and inter-group rankings must be considered in tandem. So, for example, we could examine how the CEO of a highly ranked firm is perceived by the employees within the organization, as well as by other CEOs and organizations within the entire industry.
Very interesting research. Patricia Chen, a University of Michigan psychology graduate student and the lead author of the study into the facial expressions of those in high-ranking positions and how they're used. Thank you very much for joining me, Patricia.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.